Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, it is that time again. I love bouncing things off. Welcome to 1911 University. I love bouncing things off the co-host of 1911 University and the creator of 1911 University, and that is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. I've had an interesting week. I've done something, and it turned out to be quite the little bit of homage, but I don't think I'm going to compare them because I know how it's going to work out, but I got a Staccato C2 that came in this past week.
Gotcha.
And I've set it up exactly as the WMGC is set up. Same optic, same 507CX2, same everything. And I think I'm going to leave it that way because I think that is... what do you think about flashlights mounted on guns?
Are you going to be finding yourself in a basement without light ever?
I don't know. I have never, you know, I where I live, I don't know if anybody has basements.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to flashlights on guns. I carry one with my YC squared. It has a little streamlight TLR 7 Alpha. And I think it's a bad thing, especially with the little tiny lights like those that we have nowadays. And I think everybody needs to be wandering around with a ModLight PLH-350. No.
That's a pretty giant. That's a big, pretty big light, isn't it, to be mounting on a handgun?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you all the light right now, but it's not something that everybody needs to wander around.
I tend to skew towards the smaller form factor lights.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I'm doing something right now, and I'm just waiting to hear just what your reaction is to this. So right now I'm helping, I was asked to help promote something called O-Light O-Fan Day. Have you any experience with O-Light?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
You know, I really like ModLight and Surefire.
Okay.
And Streamlight makes a really nice little carry light that I think is reliable. That's what I put on my guns.
Fair enough. The reason I was asking, though, is that what I find interesting is how the technology Surefire's done it. I don't know what model it is, but everybody's going to a smaller light. I like the TLR 8s and 7s. From Streamlight, yeah, because they don't protrude past the barrel in most cases.
Yeah, that's like I say, that's what I'm carrying is the TLR 7 Alpha. I like that light a lot. Eric uses the Surefire version. I don't remember what it is, the little tiny Surefire. But
yeah,
I think both of those are pretty good lights.
the form factor has changed. So with you, when you're setting up a gun, do you have any, I know you like Holosun optics because that seems to be, I don't think I've ever, I mean, even with the guns you sent me to review, I think they had Holosun on them.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular favorite of those that you like?
I probably like the 509T best right now, but I don't have an EPS yet. The guy over at Holosun was supposed to send me an EPS a month ago, and it hadn't gotten here, so I got to call him back.
I have the EPS carry on my built-out SIG M18.
Yeah.
Not bad, but I'll tell you what I like about the 507s and the 509s is that multiple reticle.
Yeah.
Because as Steve puts it, as Mr. Fisher puts it, that circular reticle on there, if you're at 25 yards on a B8 target, that's the same size in your field of vision as the B8 target. So you just paint it on that, and if it's zeroed right, you should be doing quite well with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what reticle the EPS has.
I think it only has a single dot. The one I have only has a single dot.
Okay.
But I may be wrong. I mean, there's two kinds of EPSs. They have the EPS carry, which they're all made on the 507, on the K sort of chassis.
Yeah.
But they're smaller there, but I mean, they're really easy to see. Really easy
to
see.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard, that they're pretty nice and easy to see.
Have you been working on anything fun this week?
This afternoon I'm gluing finally the last two guns of this three-gun set that I've been working on forever. The pinstripers. And I think the owner is excited to get them as I am to finish them.
Has this been a labor? Or has it been an exacting design? Or why are you so excited to finish them?
Well, it's been an off-and-on project for 8 years. So, I'm pretty excited.
Enough said on that one. Enough said on that. 8 years.
I mean, sometimes these multi-gun projects, sometimes you can just get after them, get them done right away,
Right.
But when you're also running a shop, there's distractions, there's things that happen, and it's best at times just to put the darn project away. And say, okay, I'll come back to this in a little bit so I don't screw something up. Because, if you mess something up on a project like that, it can be very costly and time consuming. And it's better to just come back to it when your mind is clear and your heart is on the project and do the project.
I completely get that. Although I did have a comment conversation with somebody concerned, because when I got the Staccato C2, this is the 22 version, so, I'm always looking for a reason to shoot a video of something. So, I bring out the Fat WMGC as the ultimate of that particular genre, the ultimate in that size, the most accurate, the best trigger, that kind of thing. And I make the point of, this is something, if you want one of these, this is something you're going to wait on, and it's worth the wait, but you are going to wait on it. And it's a very rarefied air. I think there's, and I still, are there 1,000 of those guns out there?
The C's?
Any of them, any of your guns.
No. Well, total of all the guns that I've built, probably, but of the wide bodies, no, we're not even into the 200s yet.
So,
I take that back. You got the regulator, you got the night fire, you got the Nash, you got the light fighter. Yeah, we're probably over 200 of those total so far in the last 2 years. Total.
So you might be, do you think you're at 1,000?
No, not even close.
Not even close. So I get this on, we're coming up on the first break. I'll tell you about what I got in the video on YouTube. You'll find that sort of interesting. Joe is the head of Chambers Custom. This is the ultimate in the platform, the absolute ultimate. And if you want to find out about it, you got to go to chambers.com. We'll be right. Excuse me, chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So I got this comment. I'm talking. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and you know, the people who get into the chamber system, the chambers ecosystem, which means they become an owner of the gun. That is a path. And I put out a video yesterday about my tabletop of the Staccato C 2022, and I had my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC with me, which I believe is the ultimate of that type of gun, although Joe tells me that one with a compensator is probably a little more gooder. But I get this from a person on YouTube. So I'm on the notification list for if or when they're taking orders for the YC squared, and I'm content to wait on that call no matter how long it takes. And then he asked me about he was wanting a single stack Staccato C-ish type, and he was considering a Wilton combat gun, which I have no idea if they're any good, and I said so. But then I said, YC squared, hey, you, my friend, have excellent taste. And he said, Bell Helmets had an old ad along the lines, if you've got a $10 head, buy a $10 helmet. I'm not a wealthy man, so buy once, cry once is how I kind of look at it. I like stuff that works, especially when I intend to use it day in and day out. I am curious about this Wilson offering. They seem to have put some thought into its creation. I may just have to take a chance. But, I mean, that is that's someone who's never experienced your guns, and he's convinced now. Maybe, you know, maybe he listens to us. Maybe he sees some of the other stuff you do. He's convinced now to give this a shot. Will there be other YC squared type offerings?
Yeah, we're going to do another run of YC squared at some point. We're going to get past some of the guns that we have on order currently. But the popularity of that gun was really wonderful. It's a fabulous gun, first. And Steve Fisher and I really put a lot of ourselves into designing that particular pistol, like I do with all the pictures. But that one in particular, you know, that's a project that was 2 years in the works, and one that I worked on very quietly and very privately, the technical aspects of it to make sure that it would work from a functional perspective. Before I ever brought it out to the public and said, hey, here's something nobody's ever done before. Take a government model frame and slide and chop it completely down.
Right.
And, you know, make it into basically what it is a tank for all intents and purposes. A tanker with a pump. So it was, that's one of my favorite things I've ever designed.
One thing that I've noticed that with your professional collaborations you do, like with Chuck and Jared, those guns seem to be full-sized, full-house working guns that sit in a holster about the size of a mailbox. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jared has a commander version, but all of Chuck's have been full-length guns. Even the light fighter at the top is full-size gun. But the reason for that is because of what they do and who their clientele is. You know, their clientele is more police officers, military guys who are going to use the gun for training or are going to use the gun for duty. And so size isn't as important as the functionality of the gun on a two-way range. Mm-hmm. And we do have, you know, I have a guy who's a cop and a SWAT officer that carries a YC squared on duty.
Right.
And he loves it, but the vast majority of guys that are using their guns for work daily want A, as many bullets as they can possibly get, and B, the most accurate, reliable, soft shooting package that they can get. And that's why those 2019s are so incredibly popular.
Well, there's a lot that goes into those. But, I mean, the one thing that I was going to mention to you, and this is just food for thought, and you should talk it over with Heidi. So you have the Pressburg. You have the Reston. You have the Fisher. I think you should go with the Frady and we'll call this line of guns retirement home. These will be soft shooting guns, right? Soft shooting guns, and they'll have to be very lightweight, and with big sights. Maybe holographic,
Holographic sights.
Something. I mean, think about the mobile phones they market to people that get a little older, you know. And let's just think of the gun that way, because self-defense doesn't end when you're in your 70s and 80s. As a matter of fact, it actually increases.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a number of things in the news recently that should encourage older folks and women both to have that gun on to stay strapped. Be aware of your surroundings. That gal that went jogging in Memphis. First of all, anybody that goes jogging in Memphis needs to have a head. I've been in Memphis many times, and I would go jogging in Memphis. But, you know, a little amounts of prevention save you a lifetime of pain.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I'm just thinking that, you got to remember now, most of these people in retirement homes have a lot of disposable income, and we could get out there and go, you have a Gen Zer that you're saving for their college education. You're throwing your money away. Buy this gun. Buy the retirement home. The Chambers Retirement Home. The professional series worked up with Bill Frady. This also has a few other things that you might like on it, built onto it and everything. It has a nice little light that's on it, and optic and everything that's built on it. Plus, we have something we call the DNA gathering device on the side, on the inside of the gun, to where you can slap them with it if you have to. I just put a little cheese grater, it's a little cheese grater in there. I think they would go off the shelf just instantaneously.
They might.
We just have to do an ad campaign and put some flyers in the retirement homes.
There you go.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Probably won't be a retirement home line because Joe actually likes to sell guns. So, but that's just me thinking out loud. You can follow Joe at Instagram at Chambers Custom and on Facebook at Chambers Custom and on YouTube at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. At an event in Washington, California Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas advances his New CARE Act, which looks to find homes for animals used in lab testing.
We're determined to try to make sure that we get this done as soon as possible, maybe by the end of this year. And if we don't, we're going to come together again and make sure that next year we get it done, because this cruelty has to stop.
The Democratic-led House has approved a package of policing and public safety bills. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers at 1911 University, and I have run into a problem, Joe, and I would like to get your opinion of this. So I tweaked something in my hip. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too. It's that age thing. And so the problem is that when I go out and about, before I got the Staccato, I've been carrying an M18, a SIG M18. And that size gun, the Fat W MGC, the Staccato C2, the M18, that's my favorite size of gun. That is a gun that feels small enough to hide and big enough to fight with. Even though I outfit it in every little doodad that makes it a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. But carrying it on me means that I'm in pain. Now, I have two choices I could make. I could carry, I have two little guns in the house. I have a Taurus G3 and a SIG P365. Both of those, I think, are pretty good guns. I haven't shot the G3 yet. I've heard pretty decent things about it. 365. Everybody knows about 365. I could carry a little tiny gun, which I am loath to do and be sitting there and just going, well, this is the only gun I've got, so I have to I have to depend on it. So, for somebody like me that wants to carry that size of a gun, one of the sizes that you build, do you ever make any recommendations? Have you ever crossed that? Or have you gotten to the point yet where your hips, your back, anything bothers you when you carry a gun?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's two trains of thought for this. There's the Clint Smith train of thought. A gun's supposed to be comforting, not comfortable.
Yeah.
And then there's the old adage, a 22 in the pocket is better than a 45 in the drawer. You know, when I switch to carrying appendix, my back issues with carrying went away. And I was really loath to carry appendix.
Right.
For a long time. I mean, people think appendix is something new. And it's been around for 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, dudes been stuffing guns down the front of their pants since the beginning of the gun age. But I carried cholesterol for a long, long time. That has definite disadvantages. And there's advantages, but there's definite disadvantages. I carried in a shoulder holster for a long time. Again, definite disadvantages. Much more bulky carry option. But when I switched to appendix carry, that really changed how, what I can carry. I can carry anything I want now. Obviously, some sizes of guns are more comfortable than others, but that has become, for concealed carry, that has become my preferred method. And I've heard all manners of thoughts on it. Well, you know, I have a big belly. I can't carry like that. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. And just appendix isn't, I think the misconception about appendix is that it has to be in this certain spot. And what I learned myself was it doesn't, it needs to be in the spot that works for you up front. It might be slightly, you know, if we're talking our belly button is 12 o'clock, right? Maybe appendix for you is more to 2 o'clock instead of at 12:30.
Yeah, I carry it about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that because if it takes the pressure off your back, that's the important thing. And I think the holster design is the key, the absolute key to appendix carry. I have two holsters that I carry for appendix carry. I carry a 10-quart Vela 4, and I love that holster. It doesn't afford me the ability to carry a gun with a light, but any commander size gun, it's absolutely wonderful for that. And then I carry when I want to carry my Royce Squared. I use my Running Ranch holster, my lunch holster that he made for me. He made one for Stephen today. And that one is fabulous for me. But yeah, I mean, before I had my treatments, I'm not going to carry a gun on my strong side. I could if it was on my training belt. But if it was just on a belt, and it just tweaked my back and hips too much.
Do you ever consider off-body carry?
Off-side carry?
Off-body carry, I'm sorry.
Oh, off-body carry?
Yeah.
I have done off-body carry. Back in the day, I used to carry a fanny pack, you know. When I was cool. It's not cool anymore to read.
Well, the problem with the fanny pack, and I'll tell you what the problem with the fanny pack is for me. All of the fanny packs that are designed to carry a gun look like a fanny pack that's designed to carry a gun.
Right. You're like, oh, is that an expedition? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a gun.
So
either when you see a guy with a fanny pack, he's one of two guns. He's either carrying a gun, or he's definitely not carrying a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I want him to. I like Vertex packs, but Vertex packs sort of give off the same thing. Like my Vertex pack that I tried it yesterday because I was hurting. First of all, it's sort of heavy on your back.
Yeah.
Because you got to have, if you're going to carry off body, you got to be able to carry off body in a way that where you can deploy the gun fast.
Right.
Having to fumble with it and everything, I let me unsnap this. Okay. you know, that's adding to time. If you're not moving and getting behind cover while you're fumbling with that, you're dead.
Right.
And yeah, most people wouldn't be doing that.
You ain't going to win no quick draw.
No. Well, with the Vertex, you're pretty quick. I can get the gun out and on target in less than 2 seconds.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, and it's a decent design, but the problem is that all of their packs that are that size that work for me are sling packs, which are very uncomfortable. Now, the backpack, I have a backpack as well, which has the same compartment in the back and all the other stuff, but that's a very long, drawn-out draw. That's like something you carry. You're carrying something spare in there, and you actually have everything you want on you. So I'm trying to figure out what the pack is going to be that is the best fanny pack to carry a gun. Vertex just came out with a fanny pack, but it's too small to carry a gun. But it can carry a stabbing knife. I'm sure you were looking for one of those, weren't you?
No. What's the point of that? Put a stabbing knife in your pocket.
Yeah. So
please, I mean, I appreciate innovation as much as the next guy, maybe more than most. But sometimes I look at things companies come out with, and I'm like, what was the point of that? Oh, there wasn't one? All right, cool. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. So anyway.
A pack to carry a stabbing knife.
Now, one thing I did, and we'll talk about this in the next segment. I probably need to pick this back up and start doing it again because I think it actually worked. And I want your opinion of this. For those of you that want to follow Joe, well, he has something on Patreon that you do have to sign up and pay to be a part of. But now you're getting into content that nobody else gets. You get it first. And that's at 1911 University on Patreon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It is the last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers at 1911 University, and one of my problems I'm having right now is I want to carry one of my 1911 type platforms because that's my Chambers or my SIG, and my back is bothering me. And it's bothering me even where I, in my modified appendix, carry 2 o'clock position. So, I mean, Joe and I in the last segment, we were talking about off-body carry. Now, I think I've mentioned this to you before. I got with Nat at Tough Gear.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to, I told him, I want a bag that is completely nondescript. I want on the inside of it, I want to be able to carry my camera and maybe a pad of paper. And I want on the sides of those that are sort of out of sight, 2 little loops to where I can put spare magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't want a zipper. I want a magnetic closure, and I want to be able to pull that around. And I want the opening. I want to be able to pull that down and then stab my hand in there. And I want the opening to be bigger than any gun is tall. And we have like a Velcro folding rigid holster that is in there, so snatching that out, and I can get that out as fast as I can with the Vertex bag. Except the thing about this looks like an oversized fanny pack.
So you want a Merce?
I don't know if I want a Merce or not. I mean, I want a fanny pack that I can carry around and look like the cool kids. Maybe I wear my Yeezys with it and be just walking around going, yeah, I'm cool. And then if somebody comes up there and says, hey, is that a fake Rolex? I'm going to be like, no. It's not even a Rolex. It's an Apple Watch. And when they go to steal it, I'm going to go, listen, I got something in this bag that's worth more. Then snatch it out in less than 2 seconds. After I do the Wing Chun thing, of course.
You gotta be more like William Shatner in that movie or that TV show that he was in. I won't mention the name because it was really good.
Well, he was...
I tried to rob him and he goes, you want my watch? Yeah. He's like, here's my watch. Here's his watch. Here's my wallet. Here's his wallet. Here's my gun. Me. Fine.
Something like that. I'd do something like that. But,
you can be sneaky like that.
But, I mean, do you think...
Watch, call it me.
Do you think there's room... Because a lot of people carry a lot of junk on them now. Have you ever seen these EDC websites where they start opening their pockets up? And I'm like, how are their pants staying up? They've got a flashlight. Yeah. They've got two folder knives. They've got three spare magazines. This is just in their pockets. This is not on their belt. They're carrying a gun. It might be a gun the size like I like to carry. They've got that. They've got an ink pen. They've got a phone. They've got their keys, of course. They've got a lanyard for the keys. They're laying all this stuff out, and you're looking at it, and you know, that probably weighs about a good 15 pounds.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And
people ask me all the time, what's in your pockets? And so, here's what's in my pocket. I carry a private key, a Scalaway private key on my right side. I carry, what the heck is this thing? A little tiny string light. It takes one AAA battery.
Right. On my left side. I think I've got one of those.
Yeah. This one was given to me by a friend. Very good friend of mine who works in the railroad, and they get him. And so he gave me I carry my keys on my left side, my wallet, my phone, and that's it. And, well, I mean, a gun, obviously.
Right.
But that's it. You know, if I'm going into a really, really non-permissive environment, and I'm going to take a walk in downtown or for some reason, why don't I? Okay, then I'll call the heavy machine gun. Or I'll carry a gun that has a double stack mag, so I don't need a reload. Some of these guys, man, they just carry too much crap. So to answer your question, yes, I think there's a place for something that's properly designed for individuals like yourself that may have back problem or hip problem, or you want to carry something extra like a camera. It's very akin to, the purses that a lot of women are carrying now, where they have a pocket inside and they can reach in through the purse, right, and retrieve their gun. I think it's a great idea.
Well, I mean, the thing about the one thing that I find I don't like about the Vertex bag is the Vertex bag is designed to carry and hide your gun well. But then when you get into the part where it's supposed to be carrying other things, utility, as far as the utility of the bag, they sort of suck. I mean, they're not very well thought out at that point. It'd be better if they just made a flat bag that you carried around on your back with your gun in it. That'd be better. As far as the rest of it, it has the look, but doesn't have the function. I want one that has the function, that hides the gun, that deploys the gun fast enough, that takes the weight off of my hips.
And I think Matt and Matthew are good people to use to help design that. I know some of the stuff, I own several of the bags that they've designed with Fish, and of course they worked with me to design our pistol bag, which everybody seems to love. They have a knack for that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. I noticed with the latest pistol bag that came across my bow from you, that seems a little nicer than the first one. Like it's been revised.
I don't know if it's been so much revised, but I wanted nice zippers. That's one of my pet peeves on bags. Is some of these bags, people chimp out on the zippers, and it's like, why? You're going to keep your gun in this bag. It's a range bag. You're going to open that thing. Every time you go to the range, you're going to open it. And every time you do, you're going to be like, wow, these zippers sucked. And then the zipper's going to break, and you're going to throw the bag in a corner where it collects dust forever. I would rather not deal with that personally.
Right.
So
the other thing I did with this, was I have it like as a belt that snaps in the middle.
Okay.
So instead of you having to throw it over your shoulder and then spin it around, another thing I've noticed is when you throw that up there and spin it around to get it in the right position on your back, it sort of feels like you're cutting a groove into your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's no fun. So I just have it now to where it's like sort of a belt, although I need to get back with him. I was going to call this Sheep's Clothing.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think of it. We could have a Sheep's Clothing bag with a retirement home chamber's custom pistol. I could have a fold up cane in it. Whoa. I could have all manner of things in the Sheep's Clothing bag with the Chambers Custom Retirement Home collaboration.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's unfortunate is we can't have things like cane guns anymore. Cane guns are cool.
You can't have those?
Man, there's restrictions on that kind of stuff.
Well, what if you made a cane that had like a slot that you could slide your gun in with the magazine and like the magazine well on it to where it would lock into that, and you could just sort of use it like a monopod.
Like
a
brace?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure Lee Van Cleef got one of those when he went to the nursing home, because he liked all those funky gadgets that were on his guns, at least in the movies he did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing that's missing. I think they should have a Western-type show with your guns in them.
Oh, weird. That'd be funny.
Nah, but Lee Van Cleef's dead. Clint Eastwood is 167 years old now. I mean, who are you going to get to do it?
He is old.
Yeah. Who are we going to get to play the bad guy, the tough guy? But anyway, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day to have this chat with us, and I look forward to that. Evaluation gun that you're going to send at some point. That'll be fun to have when I have now two other guns to play against it and see how it, and I'm sure that I'm going to come out, and when I package it back up and send it to you, I'll be crying softly. You can find Joe Chambers' stuff at chamberscustom.com, on Instagram at chamberscustom. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.